Yo, hello listeners of AC in English. Welcome back.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is 翩翩。
And this is Jerry, once again.
这一期 podcast 我们要带大家呢解锁另一个美国流行文化。
For this podcast, I want to talk about hip-hop.
Hip-hop, 这个已经不仅是美国流行文化了而是在全球都很 trending 的一个文化哈。
Yes, definitely. There's hip-hop everywhere in all languages now.
尤其是 younger generation, 年轻一代哈。准备节目的时候呢 Jerry 给我推荐了很多还真的是蛮好听的哈。英文的中文的都有感觉好像打开了一个新世界。
I really appreciate it. And I also genuinely wish our podcast listeners would also enjoy them as well.
那咱们今天呢就边聊天边听歌吧。
So first of all, I'm guessing that many of you would be familiar or at least a little bit with rap.
对，说到这个 hip-hop, 首先要说这个 rap.
So what is rap?
Yeah, what is it? Rap 到底是什么呢?
So, 翩翩, when you think about music, what makes up a music?
What makes up a music? 音乐是由什么组成的?那肯定是有这个 melody, 旋律、曲调吧,对不对?那肯定还有 rhythm, 节奏。
Yep.
那歌曲的话呢,也得有 lyrics, 歌词。就这三样吧。
So melody, rhythm, lyrics. But rap has a quick rhythm, but generally without a melody.
Oh, rap 是一个快节奏 has a quick rhythm. 也有 lyrics, 也有歌词但是没有 melody, 没有旋律、yeah. 就是只是说唱对吧比如呢 Jerry 给我们来一段。
So like, brace yourself, I'll take you on a trip down memory lane. This is not a rap on how I'm slinging crack or moving cocaine, something like this.
这种音乐形式呢就叫做 rap, 说唱哈。那 hip-hop 呢不就是 rap 吗
So hip-hop refers to the collective culture involving most famously rap, but also hip-hop fashion, DJing, graffiti, and b-boying.
Oh, I see. Hip-hop 是一种 collective culture, 就是一种群体文化。它里面包含了这个 rap, 说唱对吧还有 hip-hop fashion, 嘻哈时尚对吧还有这个 DJing, 以及 graffiti, 就是墙上的这种涂鸦艺术以及 b-boying, 就是街舞哈这些呢全都是。Hip-hop.
So hip-hop is a big part of current American culture. And I believe that hip-hop fashion is also gaining a big popularity in China as well.
Yeah, hip-hop 在 current American culture, 现代美国文化当中呢是起了一个很大的作用不容小觑哈。哎，那这个 hip-hop 是从什么时候开始发展起来的呢?
It attained great popularity since the 1980s and 1990s.
八九十年代火起来的哈。
Nowadays, many pop music has been greatly impacted by hip-hop and contains rap, even partially.
对,我听过很多英文歌都是 contains rap, 包含这种说唱的元素在里面。那 hip-hop 对于 pop music 影响巨大哈。
Yep, and according to Nielsen Music Report, hip-hop is currently the biggest music genre in the U.S., accounting for 25% of all music consumption.
Wow, 是吗? Hip-hop is currently the biggest music genre in the U.S. 是在当下美国最大的音乐流派。哎，那这个 hip-hop 最开始是黑人音乐，不是吗?
You're right. And to first talk about its history, hip-hop began in the Bronx, which is an economically poor area in New York City.
这个我听说过 ,hip-hop 最早呢是开始于纽约最穷的一个区就这个 Bronx。这里美国黑人比较多也很危险哈。
Yeah, it's considered as the dangerous part of the town.
后来呢这个 hip-hop 从这儿开始之后就慢慢发展起来了。
By the 80s, hip-hop grew to the point where it developed a regional rivalry.Between the East Coast and the West Coast.
Wow, hip-hop 后来发展到引发了美国东西海岸的一个区域竞争。A regional rivalry. Rival 本身是对手的意思。Rivalry 就是竞争哈。
The rivalry involves the murder of two very prominent rap artists, Tupac and Notorious B.I.G.
后来还闹出人命了两边各牺牲了一名这个非常厉害的 rap artist 一个呢叫 Tupac 另一个呢叫 Notorious B.I.G. 他们的歌好听吗
So if you want to listen to some old school hip-hop I would recommend for you to listen to Who Shot Ya by Notorious B.I.G. And Hit Him Up by Tupac.
嗯，这个时期的这个 hip 叫做 old school hip hop， 旧学派嘻哈。那我们一起来听一下这个 Tupac 这首 Hit Them Up。This ain't no freestyle battle. All you niggas getting killed with your mouths open. Trying to come up off of me, you in the clouds open. Smoking dope, it's like a Sherman. Niggas think they learn to fly, but they burn, motherfucker. You deserve to die. Talking about you getting money, but it's funny to me. 节奏很好呀。
Yeah, it has a really great rhythm.
就里面好多的这个 insults, 好多脏话呀。
Yeah, I hope you didn't mind too much. A lot of rap contains a lot of curse words.
Yeah, 刚才听到的歌手呢就是旧学派嘻哈代表人物这个 Tupac.
And Tupac is still referred to as very respected and looked up to by many black Americans as a hero.
Tupac 依然被美国黑人当英雄一样崇拜哈。哎，这是为什么呢？不就是唱歌吗？跟英雄有什么关系呢？
So hip-hop is more than just music to many people.
Mm-hmm.
To many African Americans.Where they often face systematic racism, it serves as a path to success.
All right. 美国黑人呢常年要面对这个 systematic racism, 就是系统性的一个种族歧视。那么 hip-hop 就成了他们的一个 a path to success.
Yeah, so therefore, most lyrics are regarding how rich they are, how expensive their clothes or cars are,or how pretty their girlfriends are, rather than a classical love song or a...breakup song.
不同于 a classical love song or a breakup song. 经典的爱情分手歌曲都 不一样哈。这个 hip-hop 在最初呢是在唱自己多有钱呀，衣服车子多贵呀，然后就是 how pretty their girlfriends are, 就是女朋友多漂亮啊，还有一些真实生活，对不对？一些 real life.
Their lyrics also discuss their real life. Regarding the dangers and difficulties that they have faced, such as how his friends or himself got shot.
有一些呢是要讲他们的这个 real life 的一些 lyrics, 一些歌词、写的呢都是他们每天面对的这个危险 the dangers they have faced, 比如说朋友或者自己 got shot, 被枪击。
Yeah, so it can be a really sensitive topic that we have not experienced at all in our own lives.
Exactly. 从小目睹枪杀、毒品、街头暴力，让这个黑人说唱歌手呢更能体会混乱世界当中这种生离死别的一些反复无常哈。
Definitely. So one of my favorite rap artists, Kendrick Lamar, talks about this in his famous album To Pimp a Butterfly.
估计很多人听到这个 Kendrick Lamar 要尖叫了，因为这个国外的媒体呢将他奉为现世说唱第一人 The best rapper alive. 他也是众多中国的这个 rapper 的一个偶像哈。他的第三张 album 就是这个专辑呢，就是 Jerry 刚刚推荐给大家的这个 To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yeah, so this album discusses a deep topic related to racial injustice.
音乐专辑也会有这种 deep topic 哈，就是讨论这个 racial injustice 种族不公的。哎，这里面有没有推荐给我们听的呀？
So I would recommend listening to the songs Wesley's Theory and King Kunta in the album.
那我们一起来听一下 King Kunta. Now I run the game, got the whole world talking King Kunta. Everybody wanna cut the legs off him. When you got the yams, what's the yams? The yam is the power that beat. You can smell it when I'm walking down the street. Oh yes we can, oh yes we can. I can dig rapping.这张专辑在美国几乎被封神了哈，讲什么呢？
So this song talks about how many black Americans are enticed or captured by the riches and wealth offered by capitalism in America. The hip-hop culture, which exaggerates riches and wealth, contributes to such presenting as hip-hop as the only way of success.
因为美国黑人想抵制这个 racism, 所以就通过这个 hip-hop 来呈现 riches and wealth, 表达一种成功哈。但是这种纸醉金迷其实也不是真正的一个 success.
So I believe that Kendrick Lamar was trying to communicate that there are other paths to success, such as studying or starting a business.
Yeah.
To attain such wealth for black Americans.
那这个 Kendrick Lamar 就是引导黑人同胞们 这个金玉满堂莫之能守，成功的路有很多，要走向真正的幸福。怪不得这个 Kendrick Lamar 在美国能够获此殊荣哈，他还是有社会责任感的。
So as time passed, hip hop changed as well, and I personally don't really like modern hip hop, which uses a lot of auto tune.
对，现代的一些这个 hip hop 是有很多的这个 auto tune, 就是自动调音，不够自然哈。现代的这个 hip hop, 美国比较火的歌曲有哪一些呢？
So listen to The Box by Roddy Ricch、mm-hmm. and My Turn by Lil Baby.、
Mm-hmm.
These are two very popular songs in the United States.、
嗯、那我们一起来听一下。Where the stash at? Cruise the city in a bulletproof Cadillac. Cause I know these niggas out there where the bag at. Gotta move smarter, gotta move harder. Nigga try to give me 5 mile water. I lay his ass down on my son, on my daughter. I had the Draco with me, Dwayne Carter. Lot of niggas out here playing, ain't ballin'.
You can notice how raps start to contain some melody in it with、mm-hmm. a lot of autotune.
嗯，说唱里面开始加这个 melody 了哈。哎，你最喜欢的这个 hip hop artist 是谁呢？就是当代的。
Okay, to introduce you to my favorite hip hop artist, Kanye.
哦，侃爷，你最喜欢他呀？ Mm-hmm. 有什么歌曲推荐吗？
Yeah. So I would strongly advise you to check out some of his songs, such as Wolves,、
uh-huh.
Ultra Light Beam, Blood on the Leaves.
啊，其实大家可能不知道哈 ，Jerry 其实也是一个 musician， 也是一个音乐人。等有机会可以给，等有机会可以给大家听一听 Jerry 自己作词作曲自己演唱的歌曲。
Yeah, thank you. I like to write songs, mostly love songs with a little bit of hip hop, but、uh-huh. I hope you would like it. To talk about Kanye, I really like him because、uh-huh. he is very creative with his sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And his songs would be nothing like what you have ever heard of.
那除了侃爷之外，当代的这个 hip hop 歌手还有其他喜欢的吗？
I would also have to mention Eminem.
Oh, Eminem.
Yeah, Eminem. He is also considered as the greatest rapper of all time by many people.
很多人崇拜他哈，喜欢他。
Mm-hmm, definitely. But initially, people had problems with him because he was white.
Eminem 是一个白人吗？
Yeah, he's a white guy.
哇、wow, 我就感觉好像这个 hip-hop 都是黑人歌手在唱哈。
Yeah, so it's mostly predominantly black culture.
Uh-huh.
But he quickly proved himself with his skills and through being very respectful of black culture.
啊、就是很快的就证明自己了哈。白人也是可以唱这个 hip-hop 的。
And there's a movie about him called 8 Miles, if you're interested.
拍了一个电影叫做 Eight Miles, 就是讲这个美国的白人说唱歌手 Eminem、
yeah.
他的故事。哎，这个 Eminem 他唱歌是什么样的风格？你会唱吗？
Yeah, of course. So he has a very famous song called Lose Yourself, which is also in the movie.、
Mm-hmm.
And it goes like,、knees weak, arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already, mom's spaghetti, but on the surface he looks calm and ready. So...Something like this.
很好听啊。Arms are heavy, there's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes. 哎，你上次提到你喜欢中国的一个 hip hop 歌手是谁来着？卡尔兄弟吗
？Yeah. So lastly, I want to talk about hip hop culture in Asia. I definitely know that hip hop is becoming bigger and bigger in China as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Haier Brothers is probably the biggest rap duo in China.
那 Haier Brothers 是中国的 hip hop 歌手，而且刚才 Jerry 还给我们说了一个词叫 duo， 就是两人组合，对吧？
Yeah. It's like a team of two.
Team of two. And 那这个 Haier Brothers 两人组合，你有什么推荐的歌曲吗？
So I really like their song WeChat.
WeChat， 我们一起来听一下。
What the? Hey, it Haier, it Haier.There's no Skype, no Facebook, no Twitter, no Instagram. We use WeChat. Yeah, yo, Case, tell me your WeChat number. Aha! 我打开微信不是来听你哔哔这些的。我打开微信不是来听你哔哔这些的。我打开微信不是来听你哔哔这些的。我打开，我打开，我打开，打开微信。朋友圈出奢名牌包，衣服又卖貂皮。心灵鸡汤的作用基本为零，对于你。
哎，你为什么喜欢这个 WeChat？
我打开微信不是来听你 BB 这些，我打开，我打开，我打开。Is a BB bad word?
Yeah, it's like you know talking nonsense, like a lot of repetition, you know.
Okay, 我经常听他们的两个歌
WeChat
啊，然后 Made in China， 哈，那那那那那那那 Made in China，
Made in China，
对，他们的歌
啊。 那还有除了这个 Higher Brothers, 还有其他你喜欢的中国的 hip hop 歌手吗？
I also know Vava.、Mm-hmm. So her song, My New Swag,、mm-hmm. was the official soundtrack for the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Vava 唱的这个 My New Swag, 我的新衣，我们来一起听一下。
So Vava does a great job taking hip-hop and combining it with very Chinese instruments
yeah.
to create a new unique sound.
真的很好听，他把这个 hip-hop 以及中国的这个传统的乐器给结合的这个 combination 就真的是非常的 unique.
Yeah, so I would highly recommend...trying listening to all the songs that we have discussed and to be open to this new genre called hip-hop.
嗯哼，好，那今天的节目呢，我们就做到这里。欢迎大家留言告诉我们，你听过哪些 hip-hop songs? 你更喜欢的歌手是谁呢？
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This is Jerry. See you next time.
This is Pin Pin. See you later.走到街上就看一千台进口奔驰，我来自成都，是成都的恩赐。你听到的不光有什么，还有真实。没有谁看到我高兴的就像过生日，弟娃喜欢我当偶像，喜欢我的根子，还有哥哥姐姐叔叔阿姨都是粉丝。欣赏不来怎么写把你领就该生日。出发的那个女生不爱美食，像我满血 bug， 你爱的那个 bad boy 都想给我留花的风少 hate， 他们把我视为眼中钉，当嫉妒从你心里爬到脸中心，做自己就是你，做个最时尚的新人，打扮漂亮再出门，要坚持